Penn State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, under their belt.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Wasita says, "Hello, Laura. I'm a big fan, and thank you so much for providing good financial information. I'm starting a local cottage business, creating freeze-dried foods that I can operate in my kitchen. My startup capital is less than $5,000, and I plan to work alone. What's the difference between having an LLC and a sole proprietorship? And which is better for protecting my finances?" Thank you for your question, Wasita. The business entity you choose is an important consideration that many small business owners, freelancers, and contractors need help with. So if you have a part or full-time income from a side gig or a business, or you want to create an additional source of income this year with your own business, stay with me. I'll explain the differences between having a sole proprietorship and an LLC, and which option may be best for you as you launch and grow your venture. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance expert who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a weekly newsletter helping you build your bank account and live rich on your terms. I'm also a speaker for companies, conferences, organizations, and universities on a wide variety of money and small business topics. And I work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a creator and financial spokesperson. As always, you can learn more about my newsletter, books, money courses, and ways to work together at lauradadams.com. And if you've got a money question or an idea for a show topic, I'd love to hear it. You can use my contact page at lauradadams.com or call 302-364-0308 to leave a message. And real quick, before we get started, I want to just quickly say thank you to Kyle F., who left a really kind message on one of my LinkedIn posts. He said, "Your podcast is such a treasure, concise, well-researched, and with a tone that meets non-experts where they are. Thank you." I really appreciate that, Kyle. Hey, if you're on LinkedIn as well, I'd love to connect with you there. All right, let's talk about choosing a business entity. When you work for yourself, there is a lot to do. You might need to create products, find clients, bill customers, search for outsourcing, or do a zillion other things. But one of the first things you should do is choose a business entity. Your entity determines your business structure according to the laws in your state. Plus, you need to know your business entity and your business name before getting a business bank account, buying business insurance, and paying taxes. And by the way, if you want to know a lot more about becoming your own boss beyond the scope of this very short podcast, I would love for you to check out my latest book. It's called Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. I wrote that book for this very reason. There's a whole lot to know about managing business finances, building your self-employed benefits package, and building a retirement account also as a self-employed person. So there's a lot of information there that you might want to know if you're growing a business or starting a business this year. So getting back to business entities, there are several primary business entity types and sub-entity structures that you can choose from. And you typically register your business entity by filing documents and paying an annual fee to a state agency, such as the Secretary of State. However, I will say choosing a business entity can also be a passive decision where you do nothing. In other words, if you don't register your business with the state, you will automatically be a sole proprietor, which I'll talk more about in just a moment. And since doing nothing is always easier than doing something, many small businesses start as sole proprietors by default. And now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is wise to make an informed decision and consider all your options. So your business entity choice is important because it comes with significant financial and legal considerations. So it's not something that you want to take lightly. Each business entity has different pros and cons, including the complexity of formation and annual requirements. It affects the tax you must pay, what happens in a lawsuit, yearly paperwork you've got to file, and the amount of personal exposure you have to risk. Some business entities are considered separate from their owners for tax purposes, and those businesses have to file their own business tax returns, or you have to file a business tax return for your business separately from your own. But other business entities allow income to pass through the business to the owner and to get reported on your individual tax return. So there isn't one best entity for a business, and I also want to say it's not a binding decision. If you start out as a sole proprietor, you can certainly change that entity later on. As your business needs change, you can always change your entity. However, the most common entities for solopreneurs and small businesses are a sole proprietorship and an LLC. So we're just going to review those main pros and cons in the show today, and that's also what Wasitha asked about. So let's talk about what exactly is a sole proprietorship. Well, it is the most simple business entity. It's made up of one person, or it could be co-owned by a married couple. As I mentioned, you don't have to comply with specialized government requirements or submit any paperwork to be a sole proprietor. So that allows you to kind of get up, get running, and just focus entirely on launching your venture and creating revenue. If you earn income on the side as a freelancer or contractor, you may have a sole proprietorship right now and not even realize it. So the simplicity of a sole proprietorship can make it a good starting point for solopreneurs, especially if your industry or trade has few legal risks. So let's talk about the main pros of being a sole proprietor. It is convenient to start because you don't have to do anything. You don't have to take any formal action. It's free because you are not required to register with your state. It does give you privacy because your business is not entered into the public records. It's very simple to maintain because there's no annual paperwork like any annual meeting minutes that you have to complete. It's really easy to convert to another business entity later on if you wish. And it does simplify taxes because you include the business profit or loss on your personal tax return. So you're going to file Form 1040, which is the individual tax return, and you also complete Schedule C called Profit or Loss from Business, and you file those together. While the simplicity of a sole proprietorship certainly sounds great, it does come with disadvantages to consider. A primary downside is that it exposes your personal finances to an unlimited amount of risk. For instance, let's say a customer, client, or even another party were to sue your business, your personal assets, like your savings, your vehicles, even your home, could be at risk. So here are the main cons of being a sole proprietor. It makes you personally liable for the business's activities and any debts that the business might have because there is no legal distinction. There is no separation between you and the business. It can be challenging to build credit for your business or even to obtain financing if needed if you're a sole proprietor. And it may not have the same prestige as an incorporated business. While many small businesses and solopreneurs start as sole proprietors, as I mentioned, they may change to another entity as they grow and feel like they need additional protection. That's kind of what happened to me when I began working as a freelance writer and podcaster on the side of my day job many years ago. I wasn't sure where it would go, so I maintained sole proprietor status for several years. But when I began working with large firms as a PR spokesperson and consultant, I decided to become a limited liability company, or LLC.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
All right, so let's talk more about an LLC. What is it? Well, it is a business entity that exists separately from its owners, and those owners are called members. An LLC and its members have liability protection from legal claims against the business. And you can have an unlimited number of members, or you can be a single member LLC. So that makes it a really good option for solopreneurs. LLCs are typically set up with an operating agreement that defines the company's membership, management, and income distribution. But it can be a very simple document. It can even come from your state's website. And it does not require a formal annual meeting or any minutes like a corporation does. So the record keeping with an LLC is quite easy. And you must register an LLC with the state, and you file a report with a fee every year. I live in Florida, and so there's a one-time formation fee of $100 and then an ongoing annual fee of $138.75, which, you know, seems quite reasonable. Now, interestingly, you can choose how you want to be taxed. When you're an LLC, you can actually pay tax as a corporation, or you can choose to be a disregarded entity, which simply means you choose to be taxed as a sole proprietor. That allows you to include pass-through income on your personal tax return. So let's talk about the main pros of having an LLC. It is recognized as a separate legal entity from the member or members, giving you unlimited liability for claims against the business or the business's debts. It does give you liability protection for claims against other members. So let's say you have another member that gets into a lawsuit that would protect you. It has flexible organizational rules requiring no formal officers or annual meetings. And if you elect to be a disregarded entity, filing taxes is easy because you just include any profit or losses from the business on your personal tax return, just like with a sole proprietorship. So the downsides of an LLC as a solo or small business owner, might be the administration of just setting it up and the registration cost, which does vary depending on the state where you live. But again, it doesn't seem like much of a hurdle to me. Also, I want to mention that separating your business and personal finances is important to simplify reporting and doing taxes as an LLC. And while you're not obligated to keep your personal finances separate as a sole proprietor, I highly recommend it for staying organized. You know, the bottom line is that if you don't know which expenses were personal or for business, you might forget to claim qualified expenses as business deductions and end up overpaying your taxes. So with an LLC, you want to have more of a separation between your personal and business life, which means you should have a business bank account and you should sign documents and contracts on behalf of the business, not as an individual. So what's better? Should you have a sole proprietorship or an LLC? Well, the answer really depends on factors like your type of business, the potential risk of getting into a lawsuit, your expected income, and your business goals. Let's say you do contractual work as a consultant or freelancer with no employees. Being a sole proprietor with business insurance may be enough to keep you safe and give you peace of mind. But I'd say it's wise to create an LLC from the start if your business exposes you to certain risks, like maybe you're going to become a real estate agent, maybe you're going to work in healthcare as a trainer or work in food service. And since Wasita said the business would create food products, creating an LLC would offer personal liability in the event of a lawsuit. So I would recommend that. And I also recommend having business insurance based on the potential risks. And since the needs of every business owner are different and the tax law varies by state, Wasita, I would consider consulting a business attorney or even a tax professional to discuss the issues that should affect your business entity, your taxes, and your insurance decisions. I hope that has been helpful, and I wish you all the best with your budding business. If you're enjoying Money Girl, take a moment to let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode by rating and reviewing the show in your podcast app. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.